Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As you guys can see by the title of this video, Nata Montana dropped. Is it a flop or not? But there's many problems with the album that Nata was very upset. He went live the night that his album came out.
Come on, bro. Hoy salió mi álbum y estoy demasiado triste. Demasiado triste, bro. Vienen y ponen Nata Montana, bro. Se equivocan en el título en Apple Music. ¿Cómo es posible eso, bro? Entonces, de ahí tengo a Warner Music, tengo a Rancho Humilde, güey, trabajando, güey. Y hacen mal todo, bro. ¿Cómo es posible? ¿Cómo? ¡Ando emputado! ¡Ah!
All right, guys, we are back. Welcome back to another day. If you guys want to watch yesterday's episode, which was part one of today, make sure you guys click up here or go on our profile and search it up. We talked about Peso Pluma and the JOP beef, you know, still going on. Who really took the number one spot? Who took the dub? Also, is there beef between Rancho Mil and Prajin Music? Because they go way back. There were boys back then. So you guys want to hear about all of that? And stuff that I knew about Prajin that Angel made me say and I didn't want to see him. He looks like a chismoso motherfucker.
Y'all are chismoso.
My opinion on the beef, I was very candid about what I said. I stand by it.
I like how Angel...
Amigo, please text the group account, please. So he could ask.
Jimmy, I will send you Angel's numbers. You could talk to
him. No, yeah. Saying, throwing all the shots.
I only have an iPad now. So like...
You know, have to put it
on the pad.
But yeah, guys, welcome back. If you guys are new, make sure you guys subscribe. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Rate us 5-star because it really helps us. We are number 5 on the charts. Check out our playlist, Parandara Gusto, the best playlist. And if you guys are on the screen, you guys will be on the playlist as well. And also, thank you guys for tuning in.
Guys, send in your music, jason@agustopapa.com. I'm always looking for new music. And thank you guys for tuning in. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here. And we're also coming out with more content. We're doing song reviews. We're going live stream
every Wednesday 7:30 p.m. Please guys tune in. Those live streams are super fun. The funnest thing, I honestly think, is just funner than the podcast. Is funner a word?
Funner, I don't know, but it is
fun. You're more free, you know. You can say like some crazy,
like, y'all told
shit,
us to do push. We'd be doing push-ups, taking shots.
I took my shirt off. We've been going absolutely crazy with the content because we're trying super extremely hard to move out of here and also to get to 300,000 subscribers. So please subscribe. We're No fue si no se hace no fue por faltas de ganas le echamos andamos echando muchísimas ganas. So thank you guys so much, we really appreciate it. Y como dicen, un provecho y
bro, you look
un saludo.
Fruity. He kind of look fruity like that. Like why did you go like that?
No, I went like this, so it's like
Keiko Spa, you know? Carne dura that they're promoting up there.
Oh my, no. Okay. Oh, and like, also on the live, we unbox stuff. So if you guys send us your clothing brand or whatever you guys have, hats, anything, we open it on the live. And I did want to open this on the podcast that someone made for us. There are these drawings. So thank you. I think it's someone who has a Iván Cornejo fan page. And he also made us.
Let me see this.
Oh, Jason, he hung his up.
I hung mine up, guys.
We're also going to hang it up. He or she also made this one right here. And like, I'm pretty sure it's someone young. They told their parents, can you please pay to ship this out to my favorite podcast? So I really appreciate it. We're going to send you a t-shirt and...
This is very wholesome. Like, this is what keeps us going, you know, the little stuff. The fact that you guys, you know, took the time to draw our names and like have it mailed out to us, or even like watch the video, like the video, subscribe.
Yeah, convince your parents to ship it out. It really touched their hearts and it's awesome. It gives us more motivation to keep going.
It's like Angel's heart, no pulse.
Oh, cállate. And to keep going, you know,
the
like
sugar pressure going up.
Doing something that you guys enjoy, that is awesome. Like, that's how, you know, we're winning. We're winning when you guys like the content that we do. And we're also winning because we're number 5 on Apple. No, on Spotify. Music podcast. Le ganamos academics. Le ganamos al drink champ.
No jumper.
No jumper. Le ganamos like 3 months ago. Who are we going for now? The Joe Budden podcast is number 1. Joe Budden, Pelón. Pilas porque vamos.
Guys, our goal is to be top 3. So make sure to check out the podcast on Apple Music and stream it.
Para lo que venimos, mi niño. ¿Qué venimos hoy?
Because as you guys can see by the title of this video, Nata Montana dropped. Is it a flop or not? We'll let you guys know in a bit. But there's many problems with the album that Nata was very upset. He went live the night that his album came out. He almost cried. He's upset at Apple Music, Rancho Mille, and Warner. And I have the video right here to play for you guys on my new iPad. With Augusto iPad. It's not mine.
Qué bendición.
Una disculpa a toda la plebada esa que estuve esperando el dueto con Gavito Ballesteros. No lo pude sacar, pero fuera de eso, yo ya había aceptado eso, ¿me entiendes? Come on, bro. Hoy salió mi álbum y estoy demasiado triste. Demasiado triste, bro. Después vienen y ponen Nata Montaña, bro. Se equivocan en el título en Apple Music. ¿Cómo es posible eso, bro? Lo peor es que está.
All right, that's part one. And one thing I do want to say is, as you can see, Nata has changed so much. If this would have been like 2021, Nata,
he would have gone on a rant.
Nata,
he would have dissed the president of Apple.
Sala, hasta ya donde
he would have dissed everybody like crazy.
Lo hubiera pasado lo que le pasó ahí al Pepe. ¿Cuál es el?
Pepe Aguilar.
Pepe Aguilar, pero más, doble.
Yeah, honestly, it's so unfortunate that this happened to Nata. Obviously, an artist, you know, work so hard to make their album happen. Obviously, the writing, the recording. And I think it's such a long process for, you know, the day that it comes to get released. You know, I think he said that they uploaded a song with the no voice.
Yeah, I'm going to play that part right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You
have it too now.
Yeah. And like you said, Apple Music, Nata Montaña, which is crazy.
And also to speak on, you know, why this is such a big deal. I think it's because this is like the return to form, you know, Nata as a project as a whole. You know, he's been doing so good with the little shows. Everybody said, like, you know, he looks healthy. He looks so good now. He dropped some songs, absolutely bangers. And I feel like everything was just building up to this moment where it's like, okay, Nata Montana, back, King of Correos Tumbados. And that was unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate.
Yeah, so like Nata mentioned, the song with Gabito, which was going to be the first song, Cuerno Azulado, did not come out. Very last minute, like I saw literally the day before the album came out, like it just wasn't there. And I heard a preview of Cuerno Azulado on TikTok, and in my opinion, I believe that was gonna be the best song. And I saw the preview on TikTok, which I'm gonna play it in a bit. I even told these guys that's gonna be the next PRC or Ameje, and he said I accepted it wasn't gonna come out. And I believe, well, my prediction is that it's not gonna come out because I think they're gonna add Peso Pluma and drop it as a single, and it's gonna be something crazy again.
Damn.
That's my opinion. Like, honestly, that song is baddest as fuck.
Honestly, it's very worthy of, you know, these artists to pull out songs like that, because obviously when you get a song worldwide, you know, hit high numbers, like, it really makes an impact on the genre and, like, obviously their status.
Yeah, and then also I think, like, you know, them as, like, artists, you know, like, they're really, like, emotional. They really, you know, had that vibe for that album. And then for them to take that song out, I feel like he really thought, like, it messed up the whole project. I think it's still a solid project. But the way that he said, like, oh, dijeron que no iba a salir y ya lo había aceptado. I think, honestly, that you're wrong. I'm going to go against you. I think that they prohibited him from taking that song out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think. That's what I think. Pero y luego en TikTok dijeron, oh, es que la canción, like, estaba muy alterada. Like, decía muchas cosas, like, del gobierno, de la delincuencia.
Well, see,
y que según que AMLO dijo, oh, que no salga la canción. Personally, I think that's
reaching. You want to see what AMLO is?
AMLO, give me 2 seconds to get it together. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, para un futuro mejor.
I don't know. That's
damn, make America great again.
So when you're trying to say that the Mexican president...
Bro, how does the Mexican president have the album before, bro?
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's true, and also don't think it's true because...
You think he's... I mean, not to sound disrespectful, but you think the president is actually going to tune into Nata's album? Like, I know Nata's a huge figure... Like I said, I don't mean that in any type of disrespect. But, like, that's a president. Like, don't you go, like, go sign some peace treaties or something?
Now I take it back.
Like, go worry about other shit. No, but I saw a video of the president talking about Grupo Frontera. Did you see the video?
Oh, yeah. This was, like, 2-3 days ago that he's like,
oh, it's like a third world country.
I'm paraphrasing this. He's like, oh, no escucha la música de, oh, yara, yara, yara. Mejor ahí les va una canción que está buena para la juventud. Paraphrasing. Y puso la de Frontera, la de No Se Va. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, Frontera reposted it, yada yada. So, actually, I'm going to go against you guys.
Again?
I change it again. I think that, of course, not AMLO no le dijo, hey, Spotify, like, pásame el álbum, you know, I'm a big fan. No, pasa así. But I think that they are onto music.
Mm-hmm.
Because dijeron, what's the easiest thing that we could do? It's like, oh, let's not go fight crime, you know? Let's go against these artists. And also, it's not very far-fetched on that side because they've done it before. They banned Narcocorridos at some point. I don't know what year, but they did.
Oh, yeah, but I think that's like the overall culture of Mexico, you know, the Narcocorridos. Like, it's really put together, you know?
Yeah, I think the government's trying to take... And then, so they say no, I say yes. Y'all choose. Let me know in the comments down below. Do you guys really think... Who do you guys... The way Nata said it, I feel like someone told him, hey...
Wait, but do you want to explain why AMLO did not want that? Well, did not want that song to come out.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think it's true, by the way.
Why I think it's true, and it is because I saw it on TikTok, La Canción. It didn't come out, so I don't know how they have it. There's no way for me to know, like, oh, that is like for real a song. But assuming that is a real song, it was very graphic. Well, there's no graphics, but y'all know, like.
Like explicit.
The words were very explicit. To see how.
Here, I'm actually gonna play a little. Just something I found on
TikTok.
What the fuck, Chuy?
Hey, shout out to Chuy.
Shout out to Metal Chuy.
We're big fans. I literally
put Cuerno Azulado and just opened up. Oh, the video's unavailable. What?
They took it down.
It's a little Cuerno
Azulado.
Oh
my god, we need to screenshot everything, you know.
That's on TikTok, but this is the.
That shit sound hard.
Wait, the full song's here. This is a full song, bro.
I'm going to play the lyrics a little bit.
I'm telling you, this is the... Bro, I'm telling you, that was the best song. Like, I did not know this was out. I mean, it's out with Just Gabito, I guess, yeah. On a YouTube leak.
Pero que dice, cuerno solado, con el gobierno pactado. So I think those are the lyrics that... And this is what I think is true. And it is actually like some government thing. La canción El Azul. Cuando dice los botones azules, they took that off.
But they didn't take the song that is called Botones Azules.
They didn't take the song called Botones Azules. You know, I ain't a politician.
You right, maybe you are right.
Y con esta dijeron, con el gobierno pactado. You're like, oh, hell no, they can't be putting him on blast like that. So what's easier to do? No be pactados with the narcos or just go after the artists better? So, of course, they always take the easy route. And yeah.
They do anything, but...
They do anything the but their right job.
People, crazy.
They want to be curators now of music. Oh,
focus
hell
on the
no
government, cabrones. Damn, I actually wrote some questions.
I'm gonna tell my dad.
Honestly, personally, I haven't listened to the whole album, but what do you guys think about it?
The
album. Okay, so a lot of you guys are saying it flopped. He said it flopped. Brandon said it flopped. Today's his last day.
Exactly. Brandon, we appreciate
guys,
your service.
Just for a little bit, bro, but just a little bit of fun facts that Nata Montana's Nata's 11th album release.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's been
not
in the
even
game.
The Natanael Cano ambassador knew that. It's crazy. I did not know it was 11th.
His 11th album. And then another question I wrote, can it compete with Peso Pluma's album?
They're boys, though. We're here.
I know they're boys,
it
but...
It shouldn't be a competition.
Guys, let's keep the peace. Let's keep the peace. The answer is no.
Can you compete with Peso Pluma?
On what regard? Numbers? Lyrically?
Well, when it comes
musically?
To numbers, Peso Pluma left everyone behind, bro. I don't even know who's the second most streamed artist on Spotify. Because the first one had like Karim León or Cristian Nodal.
Okay,
and they were killing it at 20 million. Peso is at almost 60.
Okay, but right here, we're talking most listened to in Mexico.
Oh, Mexico.
Cuando dijiste Karim León. Karim León and Cristian Nodal, they have never made it to like top 5 global. Right now, it's Peso Pluma, Junior H. Who's number 3?
Grupo Frontera, Nata Montana, and Fuerza.
No, but that's not Spotify. He's talking about Spotify.
This is Spotify global.
Oh, no, but I was talking, you know how they say, like, the 10 most listened to artists in Mexico?
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, Junior H is number 2.
Which is a fact of this alone. The top 5 global artists in the world. Number 1, Taylor Swift. In the world.
The Swifties.
Taylor Swift. Number 2, Peso Pluma. Well, it was last week, but let's just say, come on.
Come on.
All right, right now, who's number 2 right now? Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Number three,
just glaze him, bro.
Number three,
really?
The Weeknd. Number four, Peso Pluma, and number five,
Drake. He's on top of Drake. You know, Drake is like an icon. He's a legend.
That's insane.
I mean, I don't really like listen to his music a lot, but like, you gotta respect the man for like his numbers. You know,
who, Drake?
Yeah.
Gotta respect Peso Pluma.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so people could see like the context of it.
We need to take a moment, and guys need to realize, guys, that later on we're gonna look back into this time. We're gonna say these are the good old days. Right now is like the golden age of our era. Do you guys remember we used to listen to those, to all these songs, and we were like, what the hell is that?
They were like, turn that shit off, Beaner. I was like,
bro, Drake, Left for Dead.
Guys,
who else? The Weeknd had like two whole sold out dates at the SoFi.
That's insane.
And he's below Bad Bunny. No, below Peso Pluma.
Guys, just for context on like the impact that Peso Pluma is making, the next Musica Mexicana artist that's after him is on 22, Junior H, then 41, Grupo Frontera, then 44, Nata, and then 45, Fuerza. That's on the top global chart of this week.
Of this week.
Friday, June 16th.
16th.
June 19th.
That's crazy.
So like,
so it's like,
Peso, like, he blew him off the charts.
Yeah, but que no se frustren los otros artistas. You know, everybody's doing something really good.
Yeah.
So I think also, like, Nata, I mean, they're boys, you know, but also, like, everybody unnecessarily, not as necessarily, like, yes, in the same space, but there could be two really good albums, you know?
That's crazy.
I don't know where I was going with this.
Peso,
but I feel like he really felt that pressure, too.
Yeah, I feel like everybody knew that they couldn't compete with him.
Dude, and then, like, when the whole beef with Fuerza and Peso was going on, like, a lot of people were saying, well, when they were being compared, a lot of people were saying, oh, Fuerza's been doing it for a long time. Peso Pluma is, he's a moda, you know? He's here for a little bit, went up so quick, he's going to go down soon. But I don't know if it's true or not. We don't know about the future, but Peso Pluma, like, he's been breaking some crazy records that no other Musica Mexicana artist has been doing. So let's just say he does go down. He's at 56 million Spotify listeners. What if he goes to 40? Is that considered him falling off? No one's at 40 right now. It's kind of like with the Grupo Firme thing. Like, even I was saying, like, damn, Grupo Firme died out. They still did the SoFi. They didn't do it for 4 days how they did last year or 2 years ago, but they still did the SoFi. And no other Mexican artist has been doing SoFi.
No other one.
The next, like, so like, is that still considered dying out?
I think it's just like,
okay, and let's just say he dies out and goes to 10 million Spotify listeners. Who's gonna be the next artist to pass?
That's what I was thinking.
That's gonna be crazy.
What do you guys have for, what do you guys think is gonna happen in the future?
I don't think,
my, like, respects for Peso.
Yeah, I don't see anybody blowing like those numbers in a long time.
Like who
no, but es que también all this, he did, music evolves, he did it in less than a year. Alguien más puede venir y pasar.
True, just like how he did.
Just like,
and I feel like that's why these artists feel like that, like, because they've been in the game so long, and then someone just a year passes them.
And it's okay to feel that.
Fuerza Regida was on top, came down, and they're back up again, you know? También is dips. You could say, like, you know, they've been steadily growing. They had a moment, but they're back to their steady
growth. Yeah, and I feel like what we need to realize, guys, is that music is about moments. Like, you get your moment and you're out, you know? It's trends.
Yeah, and then also the trends have been happening a lot quicker. So
son robots.
Me vale. Marca Registrada, last year, they were filling up all these places nonstop. They're having their moment. And when we went to the show, I even remember, and it stood out to me, he said, yo sé que esto es un momento y lo estoy disfrutando al máximo. He knew he had his moment this year. Back to Pico, the same exact thing he did last year. Estaba like 60% filled up with what he had last year.
And now he wants to come on the podcast.
So a lot of people had their moment. They booked all these big dates. They want to keep doing it, but it's not sustainable.
It's crazy.
But going back to the album, huh? We went on a tangent.
Well, yeah, I think it's unfortunate that happened to Nata. I don't think no artist deserves that. But, I mean, it's part of the game, you know? Like,
oh, let me play part two of the video. We haven't even played it.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Lol.
Y para que vean también cuánto ha crecido. Back then, hubiera dicho,
he would have gone off crazy. We would have done like 5 episodes right there. Ready?
Es que está Está la de Viejo Lobo con Luis R. Conríquez y ni siquiera está Luis R. Conríquez. Entonces, güey, ahí tengo a Warner Music, tengo a Rancho Humilde, güey, trabajando, güey. Y hacen mal todo, bro. ¿Cómo es posible? ¿Cómo? ¡Ando emputado! ¡Ah! ¿A qué voy? Mañana, porque ya no pude hoy en el puto estreno de mi álbum. Ya no puede ser hoy. Les voy a poner
You're like all into
con
it.
Y les voy a poner las últimas versiones de cada canción, porque subieron la versión de otro álbum, no era el último. Entonces a eso quería ir.
Oh, ¿subieron la versión del otro, de otro álbum? ¿Del otro álbum? ¿O what?
Subieron la versión de otro
álbum. No, que subieron la versión, yo creo, la canción solo él. Because then also, I was like, okay, he's not in the song. I went to go listen to the song. Is he singing that part? And I think, no, I think it's just empty.
Ah. You have album music?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
They probably fixed it.
Oh, but we're gonna get copyrighted.
That's crazy. Crazy.
No. Ahí les va. Sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. They fixed. Ya no dice Nata Montaña, dice Nata Montana. And I was like, okay, did they fix the song? The song's not fixed. They've only fixed the title.
That's crazy. Not the montaña.
Well, honestly, if you think about it, he's going to have to unrelease it and then release it.
No, I think they just fixed it. It's kind of like with Peso's album, how he had a Hennessy's and then he just added the song with Frontera. And now it's called Hennessy's Deluxe Version.
Yeah, but that's a whole different album if you think about it. It's not going to be...
Why would he have to unrelease it and release it again?
Well, he's going to have to put another name to it. You can't have two albums with the same name.
They could just fix it, the DSPs.
No, yeah, but
I don't
like,
think they can.
That momentum, can you fix the momentum?
Oh, no, but...
No, I'm saying like...
That's going to have to be like months later.
They ruined his moment, bro.
I genuinely feel bad for him. Like, I know he does not know we exist, but... No, he probably does. Well,
he knows I exist.
He knows, yeah. Oh, but he doesn't know I exist, but I genuinely feel bad for him. This was the return to form. This was the return of the Corridos Tumbados King. He changed everything. He really built the hype up for this. And then also, it's not like, oh my God, it's so tragic. Like, these two songs, like, they're still like 10 perfectly fine songs. But then it's all about also the vibe. The vibe, he was doing so good.
It's about execution.
The execution. And then, like, the vibe that they portray. And then we all watch that live. What is the vibe? That album's fucked.
Yeah, you can't fix it. Trust me. You know, you wait. Like, he doesn't know me.
Yeah, because Angel got it for you.
Shout out my boy Angel. Almost a year ago, he got me that shout out.
That was last year's gift.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
That was my birthday present. Shout out from Nata.
Sí, raspar muebles. I just said that because I know you hate when I say that.
I hate
that.
I don't know why I hate that.
I know. Like, you hate Mexicans, that's what I guess.
You hate Mexicans, Jason? Damn.
That's insane, bro.
I'm Mexican.
No, you're not. You're Guatemalan.
Insane.
Have you guys seen the Nata show on HBO Max?
No.
Ugly?
I saw a TikTok pretty cool. They were doing like the review. Dice que está bueno.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't finished it because I've been super busy, you know, in here working
on merch. Down, bro.
But like, it's pretty good. He's like the bad guy in the music video.
Yeah, he's gonna be the bad guy in real life now. They fucked him over.
Damn! Imagine that triggers like the old Nata, like turn into really like this.
Crazy, I hope not. Like, I really hope
PTSD.
Not.
PTSD. Yeah.
They should take everything back. Switch up the order. I had an extra 6 bangers. Figure out how to get Cuerno Azulado.
That's crazy.
Through, and drop it again and change the color of the album.
I don't know.
They need to take it back.
I don't think so. It's a whole like timeline. You know, you promote it. You promote the new character, Tony Montana.
Not Montana,
right? And then you come up, you know, Spotify comes like from the, like to record all these videos. And then it's just a whole promotion. It's a process. And then for the execution part of releasing the album,
it's ruined.
It's ruined, but I have faith. I know that he was trying to do everything better. I know that it could be very easily like him saying, fuck everything. But I think that if they get it together, everybody is still rooting for him. He takes it back, faces it up a little bit, and says deluxe in red instead of the blue. I'm trying, bro.
I like that.
They take
I
it back. They llaman al AMLO y le dicen, hey, AMLO, like, I'll vote for you the next term. I'll be like, oh, it's only one term, but I'll vote for your next boy the next term. Let the song go through. We're switching up the color. He should need a fire.
He should pull a Michael Jackson switch color.
And they hit us up and be like, hey, can you do a little promo on the podcast? You know, to really push it. We need that push. I was like, oh, man, I got you, my boy. We locked in. It drops again and goes number one global.
That's crazy.
Nah. No consultation.
Imagine if Fuerza announced that they're going to drop an album and then out of nowhere, Peso drops a single. Boom. Imagine.
You know what's crazy? Like, and I've never mentioned this on the podcast, but you know how JOP did a fucking interview with Apple saying he wants to do a collaboration with
Karol G?
And then now Peso Pluma posted Karol G on her story, like, you know, vibing with her music. So, and I feel like Peso, like, low-key has a better chance to getting that collaboration because he's the number one artist, Mexican artist in the world.
Every artist has to ask him, Karol G. Hey, bichote, hay que hacer una colaboración.
I think that was a sign of him saying, like, something's coming.
You think so?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That's crazy. That's going to be the clapback.
That would be crazy. Like, I wonder how JOP would respond to that. Like, because he did say he wants to do a song with Karol G on the Apple Music interview.
Y'all don't know this stuff.
Just drops that shit. Boom.
Y'all, we invested 100%.
Because Grupo Firme did that shit too, to Nata. Nata had a song with Maluma. Nata was like, let's drop it. And then Maluma was like, hold on, but Grupo Firme wants to take out a song with me. And he's like, let's drop this one. He's like, I think I might drop that one. And Nata was like, fuck that. Oh, Nata. Racista. I'm not dropping shit. It's called Por Ti. Check it out. I'll do your match.
La gente anda hablando en todos los podcasts de pura fama, de pura moda. Right here, we eat, sleep, and breathe it. You're not getting these facts. Ain't nobody else.
Yeah,
yo. Raspar muebles. Raspando muebles.
Fuck, I know that's on word, bro.
Relax, sorry. Oh, we also need to wrap it up, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. There's a lot of stuff going on in Música Mexicana. Thank you guys for the ones that support us. It really means a lot. You know, the more stuff that happens in Música Mexicana, you know, the more content that we can make. Make sure to tune into the lives. Merch drop very, very soon. It's going to be...
Well, not that
well,
merch.
That's not our merch.
This is not a merch, but like...
That's that merch. That's weird timing, bro. Hold up.
Yeah, that's going to come out really soon. So be on that. There's going to be hats, shorts, t-shirt, all really good quality. We handmade it.
Make sure to order the pre-sale, or we do pre-sale or not, but join the live because we will package your orders on the live. So I think that would be a good time to go live. So you guys order, be like, hey guys, this is my order number one, blah, blah, blah. Can you guys do something? We'll do it. We'll probably even like throw in some stuff that we have in here from like that are like pretty cool.
Diagramita los calzones.
Like this sticker. I'm going to give the sticker away in this episode. Just comment down. I want that sticker because.
And it's time for Peso Pluma.
A reason. And I'll just give this away. And if you order our merch, I'll just throw in random shit that we have.
We'll throw in some Polaroids. How do I see? You know,
stuff that we have, like, that artist leave. Like, the person that was supposed to win the Ivan Cornejo Polaroid signed by him, like, he just said, oh, I don't want it. So we just sent him a t-shirt. Oh, and we still have the Polaroid Ivan Cornejo signed. So just order and be like, oh, can I have my order is number 827. Can you put the Ivan Cornejo Polaroid? First person to say that, like, we're just going to throw it in there.
Bet.
Like, let's have Jason's shirt, too? Make him take it off. Junior H shirt. Throw it in there. Yes, even sir. Though I have a feeling that's just mine because I can't find it.
So thank you guys so much. Please make sure to interact with this video. Like, comment, subscribe. I know it gets repetitive, but that's what keeps us going. And then also, Joe Budden, Pelon, we're going for your spot on Spotify. Number one music podcast in United States. Right now, we're like number five. So please go listen to us over there or go give us a rating. We really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. And see you guys tomorrow because we're dropping more videos.
You guys tomorrow or Thursday. We have a soccer vlog where we went with La Selección.
La Selección.
And we actually met them. They want us to be on the team, but I'm like, nah, bro.
I was like, bro.
Peace out, guys.
I got like 2 months off. Let me know.
Peace out.